Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller on this weekend show. City Administrator Miller, during the first segment, you laid out the new fiscal year budget. One thing that didn't come up yet was reserve funds. So how are the city's reserves looking right now?
I think the reserves are in good shape. There's some rules of thumb about what they ought to be, and it depends on who you ask. But we try and keep at least 25% of our general fund in reserve. So with a $6 million general fund, it should be about $1.5 million. Others say it should be 6 months of operating expenses. So that would boost it up to, you know, something closer to $2.5 or $3 million. But right now, our April cash report would indicate that we've got about $2.5 million in our reserves. Part of that helps. Part of that, though, goes to funds that aren't funded to the level that we have expenditures within the budget. So, you know, we've got deficits in our Zone B fund of about $95,000 that we're carrying in the budget, and there's other grants that we're waiting on reimbursement. So there's additional cost to the general fund, but the unencumbered amount is about $2.2 million. So we're very comfortable at that number, and that's why we're able to use some of that money for capital projects. By comparison, the lowest it was, which was about the time I started, the general fund reserves were less than $1 million. There was $500,000 in deficit that was allocated to the fund, and it only had an unencumbered balance of about $300,000. So we've come a long ways in 9 years, I guess, and that's through a lot of hard work and good work by the department managers and to watch their spending and the council for being fiscally prudent. So our reserves are in good shape for what we need for reserves for a city of our size and the budget that we deal with.
Is the city going to be able to continue the special events and programs in the downtown area with a new budget?
Yes. You know, we subsidize them every year. And like I said, there's an accumulated deficit within the funds that contribute to those activities, upwards of about $95,000. The special events are within the budget are funded in part by Zone A funds that come from the downtown businesses. That's about $17,000. Zone B funds that come from businesses outside of the downtown, which is about another $20,000. So that's a total of about $38,000 in revenue against about 53,000 in expenditures. So we allocate costs of our special events downtown. We allocate a portion of the cost of the special events coordinator, but that program itself runs in a deficit every year and has. The deficit just in this year alone is about $15,000, and that money comes out of the general fund because at the end of the year it's all got a balance. And year over year, that deficit's has accumulated. So, and that doesn't include all of the other departments that support those activities. We don't have direct charges when the police department or public works employees or the other department employees prepare for those events or they staff those events on the day of the events, such as the Christmas parade or the roundup. So those are costs that are in the $5,000 and plus range that we don't even charge to that account, knowing that there isn't really the money to do that, and that's another contribution on the part of the city to those events that benefit not only the downtown but the entire city. And that program actually started back in about 1996 when the businesses downtown association asked the city to take over that program, and that's when Rochelle Kellogg was first hired. Back in fall of 1996.
Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller is our guest on Motherlode Views. City Administrator Miller, next thing I want to ask you about is economic development. I think most listeners probably know by this point that the city and county decided to chart their own path and dissolve the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority. So what is the city's plan on that issue moving forward?
Well, we're still in the wind down process, but that should be wrapping up hopefully soon. Out of our current year's budget, we've been paying the monthly installments, if you will, that were programmed in to cover the costs that are still occurring with the wind down of the old program. And the one remaining thing is that's still out there is again a PERS issue with unfunded liability. But we have budgeted the same amount in this year's budget as we've been budgeting in the past for economic development activities. And my best estimate at this point is about $30,000 a year for the next 5 years is going to have to go to our obligation to help pay the unfunded PERS liability. But the balance of the money is available to run our own program, and the council may want to direct that additional funds be allocated as well. But I will be taking to the council a proposal from a consultant to help us restart our economic development activities. And our approach would be to start by evaluating some of the economic development suggestions in the Vision Sonora Plan and that which is contained in our general plan, and then start with a stakeholders engagement process that would include interviewing the stakeholders, holding a stakeholders meeting or meetings, developing a report of what they're have identified as what the city should be doing or their needs are, have a roundtable with the stakeholders as a part of that process, and then take all that information to the council and get direction on the next steps to develop a plan to implement what comes out of that process. But I think from my perspective and the city's perspective, we need to engage the community, engage our local businesses, and work at it from the ground up or bottom up instead of the top down like was done with the prior organization. So hopefully they'll authorize us to proceed with that process and we'll get underway over the next couple months with the stakeholder interviews and roundtable and developing a report for council and getting direction from council.
So at this point, it's unclear if it would be somebody who would be hired to do that role or like an outside firm or consult or who, variety of different options?
We're going to start with identifying what our needs are and what our goals are, and then that would lead into an implementation plan that may lead into either contract for services to implement that or an individual who would be retained to implement that. But we need to get to we need to define where do we want to be and how are we going to get there first? And that I think the best way to do that is to engage the community and the business owners and other stakeholders, partners like the Visitors Bureau and others, and help formulate what it is that we should be doing or what they think we should be doing.
And meetings with stakeholders, you just say that's probably going to start very shortly here?
If we get authorization from the council, we should be through this process in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. You know, the economy itself in Sonora, do you have any observations how things are doing right now?
If sales tax revenues are an indication, they're doing okay. I mean, you know, as you listen to the national news, there seems to be a general slowdown in the economy. Our sales tax is holding. It's not declining. But again, as I mentioned earlier, it's year over year, it's about the same as last year. So I haven't looked at employment numbers locally, so I don't know if there's any, what the changes in employment status. But for me, the good news is sales tax is staying steady. So.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm PGA Hanson, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute, where I'll ask City Administrator Miller about Vision Sonora projects. We'll hear an update about things like Lineberg Street, the planned closure, plans near the Red Church, and also a transit stop that's been long talked about. That's coming up during our final segment in just a minute of Motherlode Views.